April 26, 2021 Actual Appointment QFS2020. https://qfs2020.com/actual appointment. Actual Presentation. The Actual Appointment. Each of us purchased Zim in the hopes of getting funds to do the humanitarian projects we have been dreaming of. With the Zim in hand, we set out to learn and prepare ourselves for the redemption appointment. We were baffled by what appeared to be professional gurus and their so-called intel and opinions that sounded good, at least for a while until their charm and magic talk revealed them to be imposters or shills. We bounced around until we got frustrated and our humanitarianness began to wither. We became tired and frustrated with the constant promises that never came to fruition. Some amazing-hearted humanitarians became so deflated with barrage of misinformation and absurdity they abandoned their dreams and sold their Zim. Just what the cabal had hoped for. But you are still holding on, searching for truth. It is time to go inside, listen to your divine heart and turn it over to your inner guidance system. Now, here you are. You left the muck behind, and are standing at the door that opens to the redemption appointment. Are you prepared? Do you have confidence that you will indeed be given the high rates you are prepared to ask for? As you ponder that question, are you aware of what Saint Germain said about the higher rates? Remember, Saint Germain represents the Alliance. Saint Germain. 2. Sovereign Humanitarians. Be brave. You will not be mocked when you ask for the high sovereign rates need to fulfill your mission and heart's desire of service and healing for Arth, yourself, and all upon her. With the Alliance knowing who you are, and an agent of the Alliance waiting on the other side of the door, go ahead and knock. You will be welcomed in Toth presence of one who has been sent to you by the Alliance, to interview you and feel of your heart's intent to do humanitarian work. This person is not just someone who answered an advertisement for a job opening or was hired to be a redemption interviewer, this person is special and was chosen to be an agent for the Alliance. She/he has special talents that will be used during the interview. I wouldn't be surprised if that person was an angel sent there to assist you in receiving the funds you will need for your humanitarian work. This event is that important to the Alliance. If you have been honest in your intent, you will stand in your divine power as you go into your appointment. You will be pleasantly surprised at the welcome you receive. They are here to serve those who will be doing the work. Getting you the funds you need is part of that service. As you enter, smile and introduce yourself to her/him. They will take over for a while as they count your Zims and currencies. Then they will turn the time over to you to make your presentation. You have prepared for this moment, so offer them the binder you made for them for your presentation. The first page will be the request page. They may open and start reading themselves or they may ask you to read the request for them. Remember, you are the sovereign that commands respect by your very presence, play the part but yet, be yourself. Make comments when asked, but let them go ahead and read what you have written. A note to those who wonder about the Zim bonds being authentic. They don't care. If you bought them to do humanitarian work and were deceived by others, they will redeem them. The Alliance is not redeeming them to resale and make a profit, they will be destroyed when you redeem them. The Zim is only a vehicle to get you your funds. You are the import and tone. The currencies are not. Then they have finished, they will begin a conversation with you. If they ask questions, be sure your reply answers the question. They may start reading about your projects but I doubt very much that they will read it word for word. I suspect they will skim it briefly to get a feel for what you want to do, but remember that you are more important than your projects or the presentation. They will be funding you, the humanitarian, not so much your projects. If they mention Love One Society, they may ask you a question or two about programs to see how familiar you are with them. Give a short answer but don't go on about how it will fit right into your projects, etc. They can tell very quickly if you are familiar with the programs as they ascertain your level of knowledge and preparedness. There will be time for you to ask questions, so have some written down as bullet points. Be sure to put some blank papers in your binder to take notes. They may give you a web address you can go to and find information about TQFs and how to use it. They have great knowledge of the QFS, so this is a good time to ask your questions. All this time they will be quietly assessing who you are and what funds would be appropriate for you. Unless you have tried to deceive them, you will get what you have asked for. They may even ask if the rate might be a little low for your projects. It might be that the interviewer has a rate given her through divine knowing. So don't be surprised. It is her/his job to get you the funds that the divine wants you to have, even if you have not been told yet. Be open to receive the highest rate they would feel comfortable giving you. Note, this is a change that was given on March 28, 21. You will receive your first structured payout payment at the redemption appointment. It will be deposited in a QFS account in your name, or the name of the trust you have or will have established at the appointment. There is no need for interim funds for a 90-day waiting period, you will have your first full payment at the appointment. This is pretty much what you can expect, but feel your way through this experience so you can be comfortable with what you will receive to support your work for the next 25-50-100 years. Remember, if you are reading this, you are the humanitarians the Alliance is searching for. This is your stewardship, don't short yourself. We've got a lot of work to do.